Memo to the future. If I am ever killed in a terrorist attack, I want my memorial to contain as much context as possible about the circumstances of my death. In fact, I think I'll call my lawyer and add that line to my living will. Now, fantasizing about how I want to be remembered after getting offed by terrorists is not my idea of weekend recreation, but the attempt to kill the Freedom Center left me no choice. The opponents of the museum, including some of the victims' families, say the memorial at Ground Zero should only be about 9/11 itself and the people who died there. And they insist that it contain nothing critical of the United States. But on my weekday call-in show, Freedom Center director Tom Bernstein said the museum would not replace but complement the 9/11 memorial.
And in doing that, it would tie the story of 9/11 and the events of the day to a broader historic context. Our view is to reaffirm our belief in free and open societies, and that at the end of the day, is the answer and the hope for humanity.
Tom, do you feel like you're getting caught up in the culture wars?
Yes, and I think it's unfortunate. The irony here, Brian, is that if we fail to do this, we all want to honor all of the loved ones and all of the people who were lost. And the great risk here is that if it is not made relevant to the world 25 and 50 years from now, it doesn't stand the test of time, and we fail on that promise.
Full disclosure, Tom Bernstein is on the WNYC Board of Trustees, and I have known him for years. Ironically, it was the left that first expressed skepticism about a museum of freedom, fearing it would echo the simplistic way they believe President Bush uses the word and would whitewash American history. But now it's more the right, exemplified by Congressman Peter King of Nassau County, who said flatly to the New York Times this week that 9/11 needs no context. So will the Freedom Center be built? Well, ultimately, this decision rests with one man, Governor Pataki. He approved the Freedom Center in the first place through his Lower Manhattan Development Corporation, but is now thinking of running for president with a need to build his credentials as a cultural conservative. Will he stand by his decision? That's up to him. But as for me, this is what it's come to in today's world. Not only do I have to worry about getting blown up by religious fanatics and keeping my go bag by the door, I have to wonder if my death will be used to make people think less about the world rather than more. So memo to the future, if I am ever killed in a terrorist attack, I want my memorial to contain as much context as possible about the circumstances of my death, with you as my witness, just in case.